On a day Donald Trump is hosting Russia's foreign minister in the White House, Democrats have announced they'll vote to impeach the president for soliciting election interference. But Russia's meddling isn't specifically mentioned in the articles of impeachment. Here's Washington correspondent David Lipson.
On this solemn day, I'm
looking every bit like funeral directors.
Is the solemn act.
House Democrats stepped up to a now familiar podium.
We must take this solemn step
to announce the point of no return on impeachment.
Charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
Committee Chair Jerry Nadler outlined two articles that'll go to a vote in the House by the end of next week. Abuse of power.
Solicited and pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 presidential election.
And obstruction of Congress.
President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry.
Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff said, though he was reluctant to recommend impeachment,
the president's continuing abuse of his power has left us no choice. To do nothing would make ourselves complicit in the president's abuse of his high office, the public trust, and our national security.
Some Democrats had wanted to add Russia's 2016 election meddling to the list of charges, but aside from a reference to previous invitations of foreign interference, Robert Mueller's two-year investigation didn't make the cut. Meanwhile, at the other end of Constitution Avenue, President Trump was set to host the Kremlin's most senior diplomat, Sergei Lavrov, in the Oval Office. Earlier, in a flurry of tweets, he described the Democrats' actions as sheer political madness, ridiculous, and used two of his favourite words, witch hunt.
History will not be kind to them.
Republican members lined up to defend the president, once again, not by refuting the charges directly, but by attacking the process and the Democrats pushing it along. Here's GOP House Whip Steve Scalise.
They're not impeaching the president because they can list an impeachable offense. They're impeaching him because they're afraid he will get reelected. That's not why you have the power of impeachment. That's the abuse of power.
Republicans claim the process is being rushed through long before court battles over witness subpoenas have played out, because Democrats fear a lack of strong support for impeachment will hurt their election chances next year. But impeachment does not mean removal from office. For that, around 20 Republicans in the Senate would have to flip, which means President Trump is all but certain to contest next year's election with barely a dint to his supporter base. This is David Lipson in Washington for AM.